This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. If you've ever been to a Target store and went through checkout with something other than cash, you're going to want to listen to this half hour. That holiday hack at Target stole 40 million credit and debit cards. It also broke into Target's massive database of information on 70 million customers. So these hackers have all kinds of information about us. They know our names, our addresses, our phone numbers, what size we wear. They can use that info to target you and trick you into giving up more information and then rip you off. Sounds scary, right? Are you appropriately freaked out? Are you worried? Well, here's the really bad news. Many people don't care. Many people aren't taking steps to ensure that their data is more secure, and they don't plan on changing their credit card habits to protect themselves, even after getting this information. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press. We want to talk about this half hour about what these big retail hacks, what's going on, what's it mean for you, and we want to hear how you are dealing with it. Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980. And we're going to be speaking right now with Jennifer Agesta. She is the director of polling for the AP, the Associated Press. And Jennifer, welcome to The Source.
Thanks for having me.
Jennifer, tell me about this poll.
So we surveyed Americans across the country, about 1,000 of them, with our polling partners, GfK. And we asked a number of questions to kind of gauge what experience people had with identity theft, how they feel about who is ultimately responsible for keeping data secure, and what types of steps they've taken in response to these highly publicized data breaches.
Okay.
We found about 4 in 10 Americans actually had some personal experience with some form of identity theft. That's either having their credit card used fraudulently or having someone take their personal information and apply for a line of credit. And that's a pretty sizable number. Yet very few actually say that they are making changes, like trying to use cash more often, or monitoring their credit report, or getting a new credit card is very rare.
Do most people know about the Target store hack? Has that information filtered to the general population?
The story has been fairly closely followed, and about 35% in our poll say that they believe their own personal information was compromised in the security breach. So that's, you know, a pretty large number to say that they are affected by one particular incident.
Right, but it's astonishing that given some options that don't take a lot of time to deal with, to fix, change your PIN, maybe say you want a new credit card number, Target is made available, some credit counseling options. People just don't seem to want to follow up on that, right?
Right. Even among those who said they had experienced some kind of identity theft, only one of the things that we tested was done by a majority of people. 52% in that group said that they have checked their credit report in response to these data breaches. 49% said they requested a new credit or debit card. 43% had changed their password on an online retailer's site. And 41% said they'd tried to use more cash. But again, this is even among this group that has been impacted by identity theft. Among the general population, those figures are lower.
Yeah, so these are previous victims of identity theft. And so right. Do people have an attitude that if it happens, it happens? There's nothing you could really do about it?
Yeah, it seems like they do. Very, very few, only 37% in our poll, said that consumers themselves have the responsibility for making sure that their information is safe. So they kind of see this as something where they're mostly hands-off, and it's someone else's responsibility. 88% said the retailers who are collecting the information are the ones who need to make sure that it's kept out of criminals' hands.
And do people think that if they get ripped off, it's not going to be significant? Or, I mean, don't they have the potential to really do some financial harm to folks?
You know, we didn't ask specifically whether they thought that that having something like this happen to them would cause them serious financial harm. But in reporting out the story, we did talk to several people who had had it happen and said, you know, their credit cards were great about it and just, the companies took the charges off and everything was fine. So I think there is some sense, certainly anecdotally, that that this is not a major catastrophe if this happens to you.
Yeah, so it seems like there's kind of a lack of a moral hazard for the consumers, that if they feel like, well, if I get hacked, then Target or whoever will have to make good on whatever financial harm is done to me. So I'm not going to take these simple steps that could protect me.
Right. It does seem to be sort of more of a laid-back attitude toward it. And people are certainly more concerned, actually, when they shop online than when they're shopping in a store about their information. They do express pretty high levels of concern about that type of information, keeping it safe. 61% who shop online said that they are extremely or very concerned about keeping their information safe when they do that. But, you know, as you noted, they're really not taking that many steps to avoid having their information stolen.
I went to a Target store not long after the news broke about this, and I talked to the cashier, and he said that he was very aware of what was going on, and the consumers seemed very aware. They were talking about it, but he didn't see fewer people using their credit cards. They're still pulling out that Target plastic and swiping it and going about their business like nothing had changed. So it doesn't seem like they are going to be changing their habits. Should we be encouraging them to change their habits? What should we be telling them to do?
My area of expertise is more polling than the sort of keeping people safe. But, you know, it does seem as though the steps that people who've had this happen to them have taken have focused more on monitoring their credit and kind of checking to see if anything has happened, which really seems to be most of what you can do in response to something like this.
Okay, Jennifer Agesta, she's the director of polling at AP. They just did an astonishing poll there about credit card hacks at Target and about how people aren't really taking steps to ensure their data after this development came out into the news. Jennifer, thank you so much. We invite phone calls. We want you to join the conversation. How are you taking news about not just Target, but also Neiman Marcus and Michaels and other stores? We're seeing some hacks jump into there. And we're going to have with screen Steve Ragan into the conversation. He is involved in this. He is a writer for CSO Online. Steve, welcome to The Source. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks for having me.
So, Steve, what are you finding out? I mean, should people be nonchalant or should people be appropriately freaked out?
Well, a little bit of both. I mean, you should definitely be concerned when somebody, you know, steals your credit card information and they did so by proxy. So, I mean, there should be concern there, but I don't think panic is the right way to go.
Well, they should do something.
You mentioned earlier. Yeah, they should definitely do something. And, you know, keeping an eye on your credit reports and taking advantage of Target's offer of credit monitoring and assistance, that's a definite plus, and people should be doing that. If you are, you know, substantially concerned, contact your bank. I mean, talk with them. They are the experts in this matter. But I think, to your point that you'd made earlier, that, you know, a lot of people are still using their credit cards despite this. It's because for years they've been ingrained. You know, there is no liability.
Right. So we're going to continue this conversation, Steve. We're going to take a quick break. And callers, we want to hear from you. If you've changed your spending habits with the plastic at any of the big box retailers or online because you're concerned about being hacked and being wiped out financially, your identity stolen, give us a call. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX, and we will be right back. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. More than 40 million people's information was illegally accessed at Target stores nationwide. Then we heard about Neiman Marcus, and over the weekend, Texas-based retailer Michaels, they said it looks like they were hacked. Is our information safe, and do we care? A new AP poll out today gives us some indication. We've been talking about what they've found and what the impact of these massive security breaches mean to you and me. You want to hear what you have to say about that? Give us a call. The number is 614-8980. We're joined the conversation with Steve Ragan. He's a writer for CSO Online, and Kevin Sosa. He is an associate director for the Center for Infrastructure Assurance and Security at UTSA. So, Steve, as we went to break, we were talking about how people could possibly take steps. And it's not a lot of work. It's not labor intensive to try and keep their information secure. So you were saying?
Yeah, it's really not labor intensive. I mean, Target has offered credit monitoring, and that should be taken advantage of. And again, you know, with concern, talk to your bank. In many cases, like in thefts such as this, there's no liability to the consumer, especially if it's a credit card. Now, on debit cards, I believe the cap is like $50. So there is some liability there. But then again, from the people I've talked to, rarely do banks ever enforce that. So, you know, keep an eye on your credit card statements. And, you know, again, if you're concerned, talk to the bank. That's what they're there for.
So Kevin Chiusa at UTSA, Infrastructure Assurance and Security, these kind of hacks, why are they happening so frequently, and why are they able to get this information?
Well, I'll tell you, the reason they're happening so frequently is probably speculative at best. What criminals do in their own time has a lot to do with their timing and their scheming. Without meaning to use the word, I mean, clearly what happened to Target Corporation and the others, they were a targeted attack, very sophisticated planning, lots of effort taken to perhaps time their attack during the Christmas shopping season. And I would speculate that perhaps the other companies involved in this have somewhat the same timing aspect, thinking that the largest payload of user data breaches may happen during the Christmas shopping season.
And when we find out that they also penetrated and obtained the massive database of information, 70 million customers of Target, does that make this even more alarming, Mr. Chiusa?
Well, any data breach is alarming. People's privacy are important to not only the corporations involved, but clearly to the people that have their information breached. But you know, I would say that the fact that they're able to gain so many so fast in the time frame they have speaks to the sophistication that attackers are using in these days to get at people's credit card, financial, and personal information.
Steve Reagan at CSO Online. Recently, right after the Target hack, we heard about some people who crossed the bridge in McAllen from Mexico, and they had credit cards strapped to their body, and they were not connected to the Target heist, but they were originally thought so, but they were going to go on a big shopping spree at the big retailers on the border. Is that how this works?
Yeah, actually. So what will happen is, after the data has been pilfered from the victim's server, in this case it would be Target, the harvested information is actually sold. And sometimes it's sold and resold. So it's entirely part of the process to sell off credit card numbers. And then those credit cards are forged. So you create a fake that mirrors the actual card. And then you bust those out. So what will happen is you steal a credit card number, create a clone card, and then you go on a quick and crazy shopping spree. You have a limited amount of time before the bank realizes that card is stolen, and they turn it off. So criminals will go out and get as much as they can out of them. And usually what they'll do is they'll buy easily sold items, gift cards, technology such as like DVD players and what have you, and then they turn around and sell those as well for additional cash. So it's an entire process. But the criminals who steal the credit card data from the servers, they get paid twice, because once this data is sold, you know, criminals are criminals no matter where they are. So they're going to keep reselling the same data. And you'll see a lot of times where they sell packs of credit card numbers to other criminals, and then those criminals will come back and complain within the little community there and say, hey, these are all bunk numbers. I can't use any of them. But the fact is, once your money's been taken by a criminal, it's gone. So, yeah, but that's exactly how it happens. It wasn't surprising that they were able to find people coming in with false credit cards like that.
Our phone lines are open. The number is 614-8980. Let's go to the phones. Again, it's 614-8980. Gopal has called in. Gopal, thanks for calling in. You're on The Source. Go ahead.
Yes, my question is it necessary for the merchant to take the credit cards or the numbers to receive the credit card payment? With the new technology, there are other technologies without the credit card or the numbers. They can receive the payment. Why are they not using it?
Okay, all right. I can barely hear you, Gopal. Thanks for calling in. He was asking about technology protections for people. Mr. Chusa at UTSA, is there a technological cold war going on here that we can try and raise the wall, the firewall, to keep this up?
Well, I'd say there's a definite balance between what merchants and financial institutions can reasonably deploy and then what consumers will actually use. Truthfully, there are different payment options out there, and there's always new technologies being adopted. But if a merchant goes far beyond what the bulk of their merchants their customers are using, then they run the risk of alienating a method to essentially get paid for the goods that they sell. So there is a bit of a trade-off, I would say, between what new technology can be adopted in a cost-effective manner, but then also will, as the poll said, will users adopt those technologies, learn how to use them, and leverage them for their own benefit.
Steve Reagan at CSO Online, do you think that this is more of a public relations disaster for Target than actually a financial disaster?
Yeah, I think it is. I honestly believe that Target's not going to really suffer severely from this at all financially. In fact, while it may not be enough, they had data breach insurance. So they had an insurance policy against this type of attack, and this isn't the first time that Target's been a victim of such an attack. You know, they were targeted by a group of criminals in 2005 and lost credit card data then. So it's something that, you know, it happened. It's going to hurt them publicly for a little bit, but, you know, not in the long term. No, I don't see it.
And we heard about, Kevin Chusa over at UTSA, we heard about a little bit how this works, that you have hackers who steal all these numbers. They can't use 40 million credit cards themselves, but what they do is they put them up for sale online, and then you have, I guess, minor outfits that will try and buy them up, and then they will turn those numbers, those credit cards, into cash. Is that how that works?
Correct. It's far more valuable for those that steal credit cards to resell them to others that would literally use them, you know, on a retail market. We're talking millions and millions of credit card numbers that the criminals could be paid for wholesale for then later use by lower-level customers on this criminal underworld to eventually turn into cash, like was said earlier, or to be laundered by buying highly resellable goods and then ultimately turned into cash. So, the criminals that steal the credit cards find it far more valuable to sell them off auction style, if you will, at various websites and other exchanges around the world.
And what if I don't check my credit rating? What if I don't go online and check that report? Would I even notice if that had happened, Steve?
Your first sign that something's wrong will be when you go to apply for a new credit card or try to get a loan, and you know you had previously established that you had rather decent credit, and suddenly it's ruined. And the reason it's ruined is because somebody had gotten your credit card and decided to run up all kinds of bills. The more personal information that, you know, is cloned or stolen from you could be used against you. I mean, there have been cases where criminals have created entire new identities and ran them up. And then once that credit's tapped out, you know, the criminal moves on to somebody else. But in reality, that was a real person. That's an actual, you know, everyday working Joe that just had their credit wrecked because somebody got a Social Security number or a credit card number.
Yeah, so let me ask you, Kevin Chusa, is this causing a big uproar in your community? Is this the new normal?
Hasn't caused much of an uproar, per se. As far as the new normal comment, we're seeing a lot of breaches in spectacularly high numbers lately, but that's not to say that an incident for a firm, an organization, is rather new. What I mean there is that cybersecurity incidents happen on a regular basis in firms all across the world, a data breach of customers' data clearly is important, and it's something that should be taken seriously. But also, for a firm, consider other types of cyber incidents, such as denial of service, perhaps improper data exfiltration, malware that gets inside a company's, whether it's large or small business. Those are also incidents as well, and it's possibly perpetrated by the same kind of criminals that prevailed upon Target and Neiman and the other companies.
All right, and also look out for some of these phishing emails that people are trying to get people to even give out their own private information online, saying, hey, we can protect you, but you got to be careful on that. Steve Reagan, he is a writer for CSO Online, and Kevin Chusa with the Assistant Director for the Center for Infrastructure Assurance and Security at UTSA. Thank you so much for helping us sort this out. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Thank you for tuning us in.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.